You can never, never ask me to stop drinking. Do you understand?
I do. I really do. Bourbon.
All right, role play level of concern. One of our favorites. It's a Wednesday around 5:30, so we know the way this works. We go around the table. We're, you know, apply to person, team, thing, whatever, and a scenario, and we have to announce our level of concern. A pint on the patio, no concern. Maybe a six-pack and a shot or two. Mediocre concern, Nick Cage leaving Las Vegas. Nuclear option of concern. All right? Oh, let's start with you. You are playing the role of Maple Leaf fans that want the team to trade for a defenseman. A top four defenseman. What is your level of concern that Kyle Dubas may leave the defense alone after this recent strong run?
I'm a glass of ice water with lemon.
Wow.
You know why?
Why?
Because of a person I just mentioned a couple days ago named Josh Manson. I think if to go where they want to go, and this is only if the opportunity comes up, Hayes, but as much as people, they love to rip on everybody, including the management team downtown and everybody involved, they're pretty smart people, and I'm sure they understand that they've got a good thing going. If they do want to go where you want to go, you look at Tampa Bay, the getting Savard for a cup run, Colorado getting that guy. It's just, if you can acquire one, you do it. It's just pretty common sense. Like, if there's somebody sitting out there from a bottom feeder team, and somebody's available, and I don't know who that guy is right now, and I'm not going to mention any more guys, because the guys that I all like, they don't get picked up, and it just doesn't happen. But I think everybody involved knows you make it happen. You do it. Right. So I'm a glass of water with a lemon,
with a little splash of lemon. That is nice. No concern. Yeah, and listen, you don't want to be a prisoner of the moment. You know, like as Ray just pointed out, Mark Giordano has been spectacular. It's amazing. He's playing 23, 24 minutes a night. It's so quiet. You don't even notice him.
But do you think that at his age he can go through four rounds and do that?
Like, no. Just,
no
like,
way.
Come on, no, I don't. And I don't know. Like Sandin, I've loved his game recently. I've loved Liljegren's game recently. I don't know if they can do it every other night for 2 months either. Like, that's asking a lot for them to be elevated. So I think that's an appropriate level of concern. All right, Dave, you're playing the role of the New York Yankees. What is your level of concern that contract you just handed Aaron Judge will be an absolute albatross by year five of the deal?
Well, if I'm Hal Steinbrenner, guys, I'm ordering, let's say, 15 cases of the most expensive champagne on the planet.
We have never heard that level of, that's almost Nick Cage.
No, it's a twist, though. I'm not going to drink it. I'm going to bathe in it. I'm going to brush my teeth with it because I'm rich and I don't care about money. This is my franchise is worth $6.5 billion. Like, the only franchise that's worth more in North America is Jerry World down in Dallas. I am not concerned about this. I know it's going to be an albatross in year five. The guy's going to be 31 years old in the first month of the season. He'll be 36 by then. Bat speed's going to go down. He's not going to hit. Forget 62. This guy's going to be lucky to hit 22. But guess what, guys? You know, if I really get hard up for cash, I could sell the naming rights to Yankee Stadium. But you know what? I don't need to. That's why it's called Yankee Stadium, because the money doesn't matter. I'm going to sell a jersey patch that's worth 40, like that's almost worth 40 million bucks a year. Some people say 20, 30 million bucks for the jersey patch they're putting on the freaking pinstripes. So, no, I'm not concerned.
Yeah, I think that's appropriate as well. I mean, everyone knows what it's going to be. It's going to be Miguel Cabrera 2.0. It's going to be a disaster the final few years of the deal. But you know what you get in the first three or four, and it's the Yankees. They print money. It doesn't matter to them. All right, I am playing the role of Masai Ujiri. What is my level of concern that the team is not as good as I thought it was? I think it's a mediocre level of concern. Now, it's not full Nick Cage because I didn't do much. All right, I brought in Otto Porter Jr. That's effectively all I did. I drafted Christian Coloco. I didn't do anything. Like, I didn't try to improve like Cleveland improved, like Atlanta improved, other teams in the East that kept getting better and better. But we've had injury problems. we've got Fred VanVleet, who couldn't hit the broadside of a barn right now from three. That's not going to continue. But I can't sit here and say it's a pint on the patio, because there are teams in the East that improved, that got better. All of a sudden, Brooklyn got Steve Nash out of there. They're winning some ball games. They've blown past us in the standings. I'm still waiting for Miami to come alive, which I think that might happen. And if they push into the top 10, then it gets a little bit dicey. I'm like a six-pack and a few shots, because top six is starting to look like a grind for my Raptors. And once you get into the play-in territory, once you get Miami possibly waking up.
Dude, you said it, though, Hazy. Like, it's getting the, like, we're into December now.
Yeah, they possibly play 24 games.
Possibly waking up is a concerning statement for any team, including Miami Heat.
Scotty that's true, too. Like, Miami, now they've had injury problems, and they would cite that. The Bulls have had injury problems. I think the Bulls are too far back. I don't think they get back in the race. But I'm not buying Indiana stays where they are. I think at some point Indiana, the wheels will fall off a little bit. But the other teams, Boston you're not catching, Milwaukee you're not catching, Cleveland you're probably not catching. Atlanta's been pretty good, although they got some controversy right now. Brooklyn, I don't know. They got enough talent, clearly, to be top six. You're chasing Philly if Miami gets going. I mean, the Raps, it's looking more likely it's a play-in scenario and possibly on the road. So, you know, there's some concern there. Like, Masai built himself a team that is generally, last year they were in the top six, right? Yeah. Last year they were fifth in the East. It's not been a great year. Let's call it what it's been. I mean, it's been a mediocre year at best. They're probably worthy of a 500 record, which is exactly where they're at.
Especially for a team, guys, that, you know, what were they talking about? It's got to be about internal improvement. Mm-hmm. Well, where's the internal improvement? I mean, OG Anunoby, okay, yeah, he's taking a step for sure, and he's been healthy, which has been a huge step. But Scotty Barnes hasn't taken a step forward. He's kind of been, you know, going sideways, maybe a little bit backwards. You know, Koloko's going to take a lot of time, is what we found out about that kid. And there's been some pretty stagnant development from the other guys on this roster, the Malachi Flynn's of the world, the Delano Banton's of the world, that you were hoping would become something. They're not becoming those things.
Dave, we were talking about it yesterday. How long does the world championship, like, buy them? Because it's still, there's that built-in Nick Nurse as the coach that took them there. The guys that were on the roster, there's still this team that their attention to detail and work and, you know, their defense, and no one works harder. How long does that go on, like the championship stuff with kind of the protection around them?
It only lasts as long as the guys that were on that team are playing well. And if, you know, like Fred VanVleet's having an off year and has had injury issues last year, you know, Siakam's been good, but he's also, you know, the health issues always hovering. You know, as soon as those guys are no longer around, the shine is off. And look, Masai Ujiri's still going to be untouchable for a long time because he's the highest paid executive in the NBA and he's got a bulletproof contract. But it doesn't mean that his touch is going to be golden.
Yeah, I mean, you look at this season. Siakam's been outstanding when he's played, and Anunoby's been the story. Anunoby's been the positive of the season. Beyond that, Trent's taken a step back. VanVleet's not had a good year.
Yeah.
Barnes taken a step back. They've had injury problems. You know, Otto Porter's barely been available. They're moving the rotation around trying to find guys. Yeah, they're in a battle. Now it could be a lot worse. You know, they're 500. They're in a playoff spot. I still think they finish in the top 10. But it's more likely they're playing themselves into the playoffs for the first time, the way things are going here. All right, moving on. Role play level of concern. Oh, you're playing the role of Joe Sakic, the head honcho in Colorado, the architect of the cup-winning Colorado Avalanche, who are absolutely getting crushed by injuries. What is your level of concern? The injuries that continue to pile up, most recently Nathan MacKinnon out for a month plus, could derail your cup defense this season.
I've never done this in my career on overdrive, but I'm going back-to-back glass of water with lemon wedge.
Wow. Because you guys are getting smoked every night. No concern.
Watch yourself with that talk, because all I need to do, and I don't even care about a 1, 2, 3, 4 seed, I need these guys to put Band-Aids on this thing and drive the bus and just squeak into the playoffs. And if my big boys can come back in time for the playoffs, watch out. I don't know about Georgiev, how good he can be, and if he can hold the fort down. But Nate MacKinnon and company, you get Cale Makar cooking, you get the band back together, it'll be tough, but I just got to get in and watch out the rest of the NHL. Watch out.
Yeah. Listen.
Yeah.
They're a great team, but they are holding on by a thread right now. Just
how about this? I'll move away from the water at with the lemon wedge, and I'll go with three nice tall beers for lunch.
Okay. Maybe light beers. Okay. Right? Nothing crazy.
Coors Light.
Yeah, just a little Coors Light. There you go. All right, Dave, moving on here. You were playing the role of the Buffalo Bills. Man, you took you got some bad news today. What is your level of concern? The Von Miller injury, which is now surgery, ACL, he's done for the year, will officially derail your Super Bowl chase.
Man, you got to play it.
You.
Oh, Davey.
Never ask me to stop drinking.
I mean, this level of concern, fellas, this is like drinking all the beer at the tailgate, mm-hmm. and then on the way in to the stadium in Orchard Park, sort of picking up random cans of beer that have been thrown on the ground and seeing if there's any left in them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's the level of concern here with Von Miller being out, because this guy was your championship piece, right? He's coming from the Rams, who won it last year. He had the 2 sacks in the Super Bowl. He's leading your team in sacks this year with 8. He's second on the team in tackles for losses. He's your big play guy. He's your wisdom guy. He's your veteran leadership guy. And now he's gone, guy. This is a massive, massive blow. And I'm not sure they can recover from that.
I want to know how this happened.
But this guy was brought in as the closer type piece. But it's not like they were garbage without him.
No,
no.
You're right. But, yeah, I mean, listen, they're still going to the playoffs. They're probably going to win the division. But the whole thing about him was, like, the Bills are kind of like the Leafs. They've won playoff games, but it's all about what they're going to do in the playoffs. And Miller was going to chase Mahomes. Miller was going to chase Burrow. And now it's gone. And I want to know how it went from him telling, you know, the world he's out for a game or two, to him being on IR so he can, you know, completely recover and be fine in 4 weeks, to all of a sudden the surgery. Like, how did this happen? Like, I thought he was coming back.
Dude, the heavy hitters get involved, the team doctors and his agent, and it's just like, if somebody looks at you and says, you need surgery, you're getting surgery.
I guess.
There's no other way around
it. Crippling, man. It's a huge thing.
Exactly. And look, I mean, and everybody was saying, and that was the thing, like, you listened to the guys on that defensive unit talk, and they were all like, look, we can hold it down without Vaughn. We can hold it down until he's back. And now they're getting the blind side that, guess what? He ain't coming back. I mean, this is a bad day for Buffalo.
It's huge, man. Like, I agree with you. A lot of people that you hear, pundits in the NFL, analysts, former players, it seemed like almost all of them were like, without Von Miller, they can't win a Super Bowl. Like, I'm not willing to go that far, but it's a massive hit. Like, maybe outside of Allen and Diggs. You know, maybe even Diggs is the equivalent. Maybe they're on the same level. Like, clearly, you lose Allen,
equivalent.
You're done. But I think you're right. I think Diggs and Miller are the same. And they just got Tre'Davious White back. That's significant. But, man, Miller, he is an absolute X factor. Pass rushing machine that you got to double team. And even that, it doesn't always work. And, yeah, the Bills, and you can't replace it now. It's over. It's done.
Nah.
It's crushing for the Bills. Crushing news. All right,
so
we'll leave it
Dallas is looking around and sniffing around. Apparently, they're not going to offer OBJ. Is there just some guy just sitting on his couch somewhere? Are they going to have to bring somebody in Buffalo, or what the hell are they going to do?
I don't see how they do that. I mean, I don't, unless someone gets cut or put on waivers. Why? But not anyone of that substance. Like, no one that is like Von Miller. I mean, Von Miller.
You just got to hope the guy, the old proverbial next man up. You hope some of you guys overachieve, and maybe they surprise you. That's all you can hope for.
Yeah. You know what it does, though? It puts more pressure on Josh Allen, is what it does. Because he might have to win 45-44, you know?
Yeah.
And that's tough, man. That offense, they're loaded, but there's already a lot of pressure on him. And if they got to go into Arrowhead or they got to go to Cincinnati or whatever, man, beating Burrow and Mahomes without Von Miller. It's going to be tough. It's going to be very tough. John Schneider coming up. Manager of the Jays in about 20 minutes. Ramona Shelburne on the Lakers in town tonight as well. Raptors-Lakers in Toronto here on TSN tonight. So we'll get to that game into the final hour. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on TSN 4.